a book review. The name of the book, The Last Judgment. The author, James A. Connor. The book is published by Palgrave, P-A-L-G-R-A-V-E. It is published in the year 2009 in Palgrave, Macmillan, a publishing company, is found in New York City. What is the book about? Well, we go to the jacket again and read what is said there. Painted on the altar wall of the Sistine Chapel, 28 years after Michelangelo completed the glorious and hopeful ceiling, The Last Judgment, is full of a stark images depicting the end of days. James Connor uses the famous fresco as the lens through which to view the end of the Renaissance, arguing that Michelangelo's imagery and composition provide clues to understand the religious and political upheavals of the times. Chock full of conspiring noblemen, plotting popes, and murderous royal rivalries, The Last Judgment combines vivid storytelling with incisive historical detective work, demonstrating how the Counter-Reformation arose from the ashes of the Renaissance, and how that sea change altered the course of Western history. The table of index gives us some idea of what's in the book itself, and the table is somewhat long and reads as follows. Chapter 1. The Great Commission. 2. Clement's Brainstorm. 3. Pope Julius's Tomb. 4. The Altar Wall. 5. Colors. 6. The Children of Savonarola. 7. Victoria Colonna. 8. Sol Invictus. 9. Saints, Martyrs, and Angels. 10. The Outer Orbit. The Naked and the Dead. 11. The Damned. 12. The Censorship of the End of the World. 13. The Last Days of Michelangelo Buonarroti. And now we won't go into a section in the book. I've taken it from the chapter called Sol Invictus. And it reads as follows. Throughout the Middle Ages, whenever the Church wanted to depict Christ in His glory, they show Him coming upon the clouds of heaven, transfigured and shining like the sun. Apocalyptic in its origin, Christianity has long held to the division of the world into the children of light and the children of darkness, a division that started with the Essenes at Qumran, a radical Jewish sect that separated itself from the shifty politics of Jerusalem to await the coming of the Messiah. It was a sect that, many believe, John the Baptist had joined before taking up residence along the Jordan River. Christian symbolism has thus always connected Christ with light and Satan with darkness. Accordingly, in Michelangelo's Last Judgment, the sun is the center of the universe, and Christ emerges from the sun as the light of the world, commencing the dies irae, the day of wrath, by his presence. This hymn was sung on Good Friday, at every funeral mass, and on All Souls Day. It would have been as familiar to Michelangelo as Amazing Grace is to us. One of the earliest concepts of the Last Judgment emerges directly out of St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, in which all the dead would rise and be given new spiritual bodies. No one really knows exactly what St. Paul meant by that, or knows exactly what a spiritual body would look like. But in Michelangelo's conception, the dynamic power of a spiritual body, especially in the way it transcended the limitations of earthly flesh, could only be detected by exaggerating masculine and setting each figure into a dramatic pose. This is why so many of Michelangelo's figures stand contrapposto, where the torso and the feet seem to be moving in opposite directions. Michelangelo's figure of Christ is particularly ambiguous in his position. Jesus seems caught between sitting and striding. His right arm and left arm seem to be moving in opposite directions, as if welcoming the just and condemning the damned. In fact, his arms seem to pinwheel, resembling a swastika, which for us darkly represents the Nazis and all their evil deeds. But for Michelangelo and his contemporaries, living hundreds of years before Adolf Hitler, the swastika was an ancient, even prehistoric symbol of the sun, a dynamic symbol that depicts the sun as a dynamic thing, not only shining, but also rotating. The face of Jesus is particularly terrifying in its ambiguity, for when the average Catholic imagines confronting God on the last day, they certainly want to see a smiling face. Even if God were obviously angry, that would be preferable to the unreadable ambiguity of Michelangelo's conquering Jesus. It seems impossible to determine his feelings, whether he is furious or uncaring, detached, as he casts millions of souls into the eternal fire. His function in the fresco, therefore, is to be the dynamic center of gravity for all the figures in the scene. The ambiguity of the judging Jesus evokes anxiety in all the characters of the fresco, even the saints. All are reacting to him, measuring their lives by him, so that even the best of them suffer from insecurity, like Michelangelo himself. End of book review.